Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
And I think it's important that, you know, part of that is at least getting in touch with your fellow Filipinos. And I do think there is understandably a hesitance and maybe a bit of awkwardness with trying to get in touch with other Filipinos your age. But I think also know that, you know, you're not alone with your experiences.
Ang Filipino Student Council of New South Wales o FSCNSW ay isang samahan ng mga Filipino student sa buong NSW. Layunin nitong tulungan at suportahan ng mga kabataang Pilipino, palakasin ang kultura at komunidad at magbigay ng mga oportunidad para sa leadership at personal growth sa pamamagitan ng mga event tulad ng Hiraya Ball at iba't iba pang aktibidad. Pinagdudugtong ng FSCNSW ang mga local at international student at tinutulungan silang makahanap ng suporta o network sa Australia. Mas kilalanin pa natin ang grupong ito sa ating panayam kay Syra Arias, ang outgoing chairperson ng FSCNSW.
Let's talk about first you, Syra. You mentioned that you are the outgoing president of FSCNSW. Can you give us first a background of yourself?
I was born and raised here in Sydney, and I didn't really start getting involved with the local Filipino youth in the state until I started university around, I think, my second to last year in my degree. So my background is that I'm a design and media graduate from UNSW. So I joined the Filipino Student Society at UNSW, ended up becoming its president during my final year sa uni, which was very odd because it actually happened during the pandemic. So a very strange time to really start being involved in the community when we're physically separated. As a society, I graduated, but I felt that I could have done more and could have contributed more. So that's when I transitioned from being president of Filipino Society, so UNSW, to being involved in the student council.
I am just curious, you know, when you get to uni, since you were born and raised in Sydney, you are not considered as an international student. As a regular student, how were you able to connect with other international students in your school? Like, were you able to discuss their experiences? Especially because you're a leader yourself, so you would have that certain goal of giving those background in your group or implementing those projects in FSCNSW. So how was it? Since you're not an international student, how did you empathize with their situations?
I think at the baseline, like, level, it's just understanding everyone at uni is here to get an education and to get a degree. So at least there's that mutual ground of understanding. But even though we have our differences as international students, speaking as someone who is a domestic graduate, we're still young people at the end. We share similar problems and issues as young adults.
With those problems, when you say you shared the similar problems, can you share some?
Oh, no, that's fine. So it's similar problems, but I know the finer details are what really, you know, where it starts to separate. So I know employment, the cost of living crisis, rent is a big issue for young people across the state. I know it's a bit more difficult for international students, but, you know, having a similar common problem does set, you know, people can be on the same page about their struggles and empathize with each other. So I think people show up and support each other in that way. We've seen a lot of that in our youth network when it comes to talking about, you know, the cost of living crisis or challenges with mental health. They always show up and support for each other despite their differences.
Do you treat it as an advantage where, since you're not an international student, but you were able to know the issues or struggles of this international student, were you able to bring those experiences in FSC, NSW, like projects, if you have forums, meetings?
So sometimes we do town hall meetings online, and that's when we'll gather the presidents and some executives from the university, Filipino Student Societies, and we'll have a meeting about what problems that they're having and, you know, share any solutions, do a bit of a brainstorm to see what we can come up with. But I do think the strength of our youth network is that our leaders are a mix of international and domestic students and graduates. So we'll have a whole bunch of perspectives just amplified at a leadership level, just because we do have those, you know, international students in those positions, making sure that their perspective is seen and heard, but so are the perspectives of their fellow international students. So I think that's actually one of our biggest strengths. We have such a diverse range of leaders from different backgrounds, and they're all doing their best to make sure that people like them are having their problems seen and heard and are feeling supported. The Filipino Student Council of New South Wales has existed since, I'd say, around the mid-2010s. And yung initial makeup was mostly international students, but obviously the pandemic happened and there was a bit of a shakeup in its composition. So today, it's really a mix of domestic and international students and graduates who are operating the council. And the way the council works is that we provide support through the campus societies at the major unis in our state. So a lot of the major universities in New South Wales will have their own cultural Filipino Student Society, and we really just exist to support them, host any events or collaborations that will welcome really anyone regardless of the university or educational background that they're coming from. And whether they're domestic or an international student, our events and projects have always been very inclusive. So we're really more like a youth network of Filipino youth, both international and domestic. It's really about bridging that social and cultural gap between these two demographics. So international students will come to New South Wales. They want to connect with their fellow students or peers, and they often don't know where to start. Naturally, they'll feel most comfortable connecting with other Filipino students, be it their fellow international students or domestic students. So it's about providing that welcoming space for them. But at the same time, it's also about connecting domestic students to their fellow Filipino students. I know there are a lot of students and graduates who entered our youth network not really knowing any fellow Filipinos until they entered university. So it's a very important and unique space that we try to cultivate in our network. It's really about bridging that divide and gap for these two groups.
And recently, you had this event called Hiraya Ball. So can you talk us about what is Hiraya Ball and its purpose?
So the purpose of this year's Hiraya Ball was to really acknowledge the achievements and the contributions of our youth community on a campus level, so sa university level, but also among the wider network, because there are a lot of cross collaborations between the campuses, a lot of joint projects and initiatives that really set new heights. So it's a recognition ceremony, but it's also a really big celebration for us to really unite and reflect on the year. And it's very important that our youth do feel seen and recognized for what they have achieved, that gives them motivation to really set new personal goals, but it also serves as inspiration for other people to see, if their peer can do that, then they can do anything as well.
This event, how important is it for the Filipino youth in NSW specifically?
So it's an important event because at our Haraya Ball, it really is for youth by youth. So the whole event was organized by young people, both students and graduates, international and domestic. And there are only a handful of events, especially the formal kind, that exist within the Filipino community within the state. And again, it's important to make sure that our young people in our cultural community do feel recognized and do have their achievements celebrated.
For this year, Syra, what has FSC NSW accomplished for the youth leadership? Like, did you have a set of programs, set of seminars, activities for the youth?
So we had our flagship event, Tulong Liga, and it's a charity sporting match. This year was its third annual run, and what it is that we'll have basketball players and volleyball players compete against each other to raise money for a charity back in the Philippines, Bantu Philippines. So this year we set a new record for the money we raised. So we raised around, I think, 3,500 AUD for the charity back in the Philippines, and that was a new personal record for us. So the money raised will go towards, poverty alleviation programs for Filipino youth back at the home, back in the Philippines. And I think we had, I'd like to say, more than 200 people show up and support the event. So that was our main flagship program. But even across the Filipino student societies, there were a bunch of really important and great projects that they hosted themselves. So our Filipino student society, Sayusid, they actually partnered with World Vision to launch a tutorial program. It was called Tulong Aral, and it was basically a tutorial program where students would hop onto a computer, do a Zoom tutorial with students in Manila, in fourth grade, and they do this over a month. And I think this was the first kind of project we've ever seen in our youth network. Also, I know the Filipino organization at the University of Wollongong partnered, I think, with San Jose Concerned Citizens to deliver aid to more than 300 families in Pampanga. So we've seen a lot of really important and good initiatives, even hosted on a campus society level. And as a council, we've also done our best to support those programs. It's great to see the community really rally behind projects that are for a good cause and are driven by young people. I myself was part of the organizing committee, but I know another person on the council, Christian Rose, did a lot of the spearheading for that. It was overwhelming and there were some challenges, but we always, plan out these projects and initiatives wanting to set new personal bests.
So now you are an outgoing president of FSC NSW, and you've served for 2 to 3 years, let's say 3 years. What are you going to miss the most?
I don't think I'll miss anything because I know I'll always float around. I think one of the big challenges when it comes to any community group, but especially with one involving young people, is succession and planning.
So after the Hiraya Ball, what's next for FSC NSW?
I think everyone just wants to chill. It's the holidays. But I also know that there are plans for our Dulong Liga event for next year. So very excited for that. And it's such a huge event that really unites our community together. So I know that's in the works for now. But other than that, I think everyone is taking a deserved break after such a really important year with a lot of new milestones for everyone.
What is your message to the Filipino youth, who are a bit hesitant to reach out to such Filipino community, like your Filipino group, especially those new international students? What is your message to them in reaching out or connecting to the Filipinos as well?
That's a really good question. I think my message kind of relates back to what I've said previously. In a university setting, young people often do try to find themselves. And I think it's important that, part of that is at least getting in touch with your fellow Filipinos. And I do think there is understandably a hesitance and maybe a bit of awkwardness with trying to get in touch with other Filipinos your age. But I think also know that, you're not alone with your experiences, and you're bound to meet someone who shares the same.
Like, share, and comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.